Elizabeth Payne, Communications Manager.
All right. The Graham has just experienced, the community has just experienced Art in Bloom. What was this all about?
Well, Shelley, it was our biannual celebration of art and floral design. And so this year we had 17 floral designers participate, and they were each assigned an artwork from our collection, and they created an arrangement based on that artwork.
So who makes the decision of what painting I'm to decorate with?
That's our curatorial team, and you know they really work to ensure that the entries on view are representative of our collection and a diverse array of artwork.
Describe how one meanders. I mean, you have flowers blooming throughout the museum.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's really no right way to go about it, which is kind of fun. The entries were kind of interspersed all throughout the third floor galleries. So you kind of wander through and enjoy the sights and smells.
Well, how many, how much art is blooming? How many, let's just say, contestants came forth?
We had 17 designers this year. Wow. Yeah.
All from all walks of life?
Yes, they're all from West Michigan, so we're super excited about that and to be able to really shine a light on these local creatives.
And what was the goal? Matching art with flower? Where does an artist even start?
That's a great question. And there's really a judge's vote and a public vote. So they might be looking at different things, but the entries are judged on color, shape, form, and how well the arrangements have interpreted the artwork.
And who does get invited to the table? How does an artist get lucky enough to enter this?
Well, a lot of our participants have actually been a part of Art in Bloom in the past, so we reach out to them, and we also have new designers each year who reach out and express interest.
And then, again, this just a weekend, do the artists take their blooms home?
They do, what's left of them. You know, with the nature of flowers, they really only last a weekend, sadly.
And is this unique to museums? Are people borrowing the idea from us? Have we borrowed the idea from others? How did this come to be for Graham?
There are a few museums nationally that do this. So Art in Bloom started at Graham 8 years ago from the staff here, and we were one of the first few museums to do this.
Well, again, many to choose from, but we are standing next to this. Looks like the artist was asked to perform an Art in Bloom next to the John James Audubon painting here, this Bird of Washington. Want to describe this?
Well, it really looks like a bird, Shelley. It has some tan, beige, and brown colors. It has feathers coming out one side of it. So if you imagine a Bird of Washington, that's what this floral arrangement looks like.
And I know you're not speaking as an artist, but what was the technique? Did the artist get a copy of the print prior to he or she making the design?
They do get images to work with before the event, so that way they can kind of think about their vision for the piece and start sourcing the materials. And then when they get here at Graham, they get to do some fine-tuning as well based on the artwork in real life.
And what did your community witness? I know Friday night you had an opening, yes?
We had an opening, and it was so amazing. The community really came out. We had over 500 RSVPs for this event, so we were thrilled with that.
And I trust the artists were in, the designers were in to chat?
Yes, many of the designers are here throughout the weekend.
Mm-hmm. What's next for Graham?
Well, Shelley, this summer we have Maya Lynn Flo. Many know her for the Vietnam War Memorial, as well as Ecliptic, which is right outside of our front steps. So that opens May 19th at the museum.